KX, KO4 NUE. In any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Can someone please give me a radio check?
For your radio, Chad. We can't hear you. KN4, BWA.
Neighborhood. Hey, bud, my wife tried to check in on this Kenwood last night, and it was horrible. I think I may have figured it out. Can you tell me if there's anything unusual?
Not really anything unusual except the voice operating. I mean, you got good quality audio, nice and quiet, it's clean.
All right, so the only problem I'm having is the person I'm talking to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Affirmative. Oh, hey, what was wrong with Walt the other night? What happened there?
I don't know. Something with the Echo Link, I think, was going on. And that may have got him a little frustrated and just kind of got him messed up a little bit, which I totally get. I mean, that's tough to take, especially about when that starts. That's horrible. So I felt for him. I believe I got this thing straightened out.
Well, now, before you go, are you moving around now?
I'm sitting here at the ham shack. Is there a problem?
Well, it's probably just atmospherics, but you actually dropped out of the repeater there for a second. We got a lot of background noise. So it's been doing that a good bit to not just us right here right now, but I've been hearing it lately. So, you know, maybe it's aliens or sunspots, but it's got to be propagation.
HKX.
Patrick, are you hearing it too?
For HKX, KO4 NUE.
Chad, I can hear a lot of static on your signal. Steve, you are perfectly clear.
Okay, well, that explains it, but the long and the short of it, well, no way. You say I'm clean signal, Patrick?
Roger that.
Okay, well, maybe it's just up there at his mountain cabin that's the problem, man. But anyhow, he was just as clear as could be.
I'm shack at home here in Campobello. Is there an issue, Steve? I'm trying to figure out what you've done to my radio.
Well, yeah, you've dropped off down into a pretty heavy background white noise static. Is that what you're hearing, Patrick?
Roger that.
Okay, there's your report. And when we started out, you were just as clean as could be.
Roger that. I'll keep digging. KO4 NUE, I'll be clear for now.
Roger, Chad. I'm sorry about that, buddy. But like I said, when you started out, you were just as clean a signal as you're sitting next to me. And right now, you're down in the weeds. So, hey, Patrick, thanks for jumping in there with that and kind of confirming that. I'm going in a different direction.
That's why I jumped in to let you know I could hear you fine, but his signal was real staticky.
Yeah, did you hear him actually drop out of the repeater once?
Roger that.
Okay, all right. Then I was hearing it right then. All right. Cool beans. All right, well, I'm going to get back at it. I was just trying to jump in there and help him a second since nobody was coming back. So, hey, get out there and make some money, Bubba. I will talk to you soon. KN4, BWA, clear up to you finally.
KB2H access.
Go ahead, Dave.
You to make money? He's got more money than both of us.
Hey, I'm a dirty, rotten capitalist, and I'm clear. KN4, BWA, I'm out, baby.
7-3, Steve. Yeah, he tells me that all the time, but he's hoarding it all up over there, so it's hard to make any.
Yeah, I know. He's out, though. He's out of his gourd, or he's out of his mind, however you want to say it. But, yeah, I'm just heading home. I'm just heading home from the Spartanburg area. I started a job today. I'm doing a a change out for a friend of mine helping him out, so I went and tore the equipment out, got it all ready for Saturday.
Changing out a heat pump, is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir.
The time of year when they start bringing them up this year, when it's cool, it's time for them to show their face.
Oh, yeah, this thing had a major leak in it, and I went over there. It's got no gas in it, and I was like, oh, good, easier work for me. So I went and cut everything out, got it all ready, and we are good to go.
I'm out here running my tool route, pulling up the gates closed, and I don't know what's going on this week.
Out.
Roger that. I own a Matco tool franchise.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that. Now I got to go shopping and buy tools. I'm just looking for a wrench set that, remember the old days, you used to roll them up in like a canvas, like a roll-up kind of sack kind of thing, and you tie it off. Do you still got stuff like that?
Stuff like that to another company that I use. But Matco doesn't offer anything like that anymore.
You know, I've got actually a bunch of Matco stuff in my my roll away at the house. It's actually, I'm missing a couple of wrenches. I should get you the numbers and see if you can replace them.
Email is good on QRZ if you want to look it up, or I can give you my phone number if you're not driving.
Unfortunately, I am driving.
You can look it up on QRZ and just shoot me an email. It's KO4HKX, or Steve knows it. He has my phone number.
Oh, okay. I'll just get it from Steve then. Or maybe he can text it to me or something.
Fine. If he has, just tell him I said, because I figure everybody within three states has got it anyway. I've had it for a long time, even when I was working on cars.
Okay. Where are you located? Where are you based out of? Is it better for me to come to you? Because I can be able to get that truck in my yard.
I live in Penrose, right outside of Brevard, North Carolina. But my route is down here in upstate South Carolina. I'm anywhere from Greer, Taylor's, all the way over toward Easley.
Oh, okay. I live in Greer.
Into the Texas Roadhouse right now to go get some lunch with a neighboring distributor, and then I'll be back over that way.
Good day for that. Well, when's the next time we're going to be in the area?
It would normally be next Thursday, but that's Turkey Day, so it'll be a week after that, so 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, what I will do is I will get with Steve and get your phone number and go from there.
And I believe it's Dave. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Patrick.
Patrick, okay. I'll get with Steve and get your phone number. My area code, I left it a Florida area code. It's still 772. So when you see a 772 number come up, don't blow me off.
No, except for anything that's 828, which is my local area code. If you don't have my number there, you can leave me a message and I'll call you back.
I will definitely give you a call as soon as I get it from Steve, and we'll coordinate something.
Well, roger that. Well, Dave, I'm going to jump off here and help this other distributor out. And you have a good day. Enjoy talking to you. And look forward to helping you out. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS.